This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is chairing the meeting to review performance of public sector banks on various parameters in New Delhi. Secretary, Department of Financial Services, Dr. Vivek Joshi, Managing Directors and Chief Executive Officer of Public Sector Banks, and other senior officials are attending the meeting. During the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman, along with other participants, will review deposit growth, the credit-to-deposit ratio, and asset quality, which are vital indicators of the bank's health. The Finance Minister will also evaluate the performance of public sector banks under government initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Surya Ghar, and PM Vishwakarma schemes. In the evening, Finance Minister Sitharaman will also review the performance of regional rural banks. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will hold talks with his Nepalese counterpart Arzu Rana Dioba in New Delhi today. Dr. Dioba arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 5-day visit to India. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said this visit aligns with the tradition of regular high-level exchanges between India and Nepal. The ministry said that Nepal is a priority partner of India in its neighbourhood first policy. It said this visit will provide both sides an opportunity to discuss and review the progress in bilateral cooperation and help in advancing ties further. Prime Minister of Malaysia Dato' Seri Anwar bin Ibrahim will be on a 3-day visit to India beginning today. This will be the first visit of Anwar Ibrahim as the Prime Minister of Malaysia. The External Affairs Ministry said Prime Minister of Malaysia will hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. During his visit, he will also meet President Draupadi Murmu and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. India and Malaysia have strong historical and socio-cultural linkages. The ministry said the bilateral relationship between the two nations was elevated to the status of enhanced strategic partnership in 2015 during the visit of Prime Minister Modi. The Vice President of Zimbabwe, Constantino Juvia Dominic Nkadzino Chiwenga, has arrived in New Delhi today. He will attend the 19th CII India-Africa Business Conclave tomorrow. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that his participation in the conclave highlights the strong ties between India and Zimbabwe. The notification for the first phase of general elections to the Legislative Assembly of Jammu and Kashmir will be issued tomorrow. 24 assembly constituencies in the Anantnag, Shopian, Kulgam, Ramban, Kishtwar and Doda districts will go to the polls in the first phase. The last date for submission of nominations for this phase will be the 27th of August, followed by the scrutiny of nominations the next day. Principal Secretary to Prime Minister Dr. P.K. Mishra chaired a high-level meeting to review the status of preparedness for mpox in the country and related public health measures. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been continuously monitoring the mpox situation. During the meeting, Dr. Mishra directed states to enhance surveillance and take effective measures for prompt detection of cases. He further directed that the testing laboratories network should be geared up for early diagnosis. Presently, 32 labs are equipped for testing. Dr. Mishra said that the protocols for prevention and treatment of the disease should be disseminated on a large scale. Over 70 Padma Awardee doctors have written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking his personal intervention in the case connected to the rape and murder of a junior doctor at the R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata last week. Doctors said such acts of brutality shake the very foundations of service by medical professionals and highlight the urgent need to address violence, particularly against women, girls and healthcare professionals. Ex-Army Chief General Sundararajan Padmanabhan passed away at his residence in Chennai today. He was 83. The 20th Chief of the Army Staff was born in Trivandrum, Kerala on the 5th of December 1940. He was an alumnus of the prestigious Rashtriya Indian Military College, Dehradun, and the National Defence Academy, Kharakwasla, in Pune. And that is the end of this news bulletin.